but I didn't want to get that reaction. All right, we'll reconvene here at 9 o'clock. If everyone would stand, we'll have a prayer and our pledge. Please bow your heads. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father, and we thank you for this wonderful country we live in, Father, and the freedom that we enjoy. Father, we ask you to protect all the military people, both domestically and internationally, Father, to give them safety, give the families of these individuals peace in their house. And Father, help them cope with the time that they're gone. And Father, we thank you for these dedicated individuals that are serving this country, giving up their time and their life, Father, for our freedoms that we enjoy. Father, we also ask you to watch over and protect and give wisdom to all the leaders of the country, Father, from the president to the city mayors, to the aldermen, to the county commissioners, Father, to the governor. Father, we ask you just to be with them, help them with any decision. Father, we thank you that you are there. All we have to do is ask. Now, Father, we just ask you to be with us during this meeting, to be able to conduct it, and to be good stewards of the time, Father. And we thank you for this opportunity and this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Danny, would you lead?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. As you can tell, we're one short with Mr. Hausman, but he'll be back tomorrow. The first thing on the agenda we have is minutes. Danny, it looked like after going through the work session, all we had was the fourth, so I'll entertain a motion. Unless you want to wait for those two?
No, I don't need to wait for those. I thought that there might be some question because of this set of minutes by Mr. Hausman.
Okay.
So if we're going to approve the other minutes
later, you just wanna, well,
I would really wait.
Okay. Well, Nikki, let's repost all those minutes. And just for your knowledge, Nikki, we couldn't find the 14th and the 21st. We didn't have that in the pile.
It was from the week previous.
I think we sent them back.
You did? Okay.
I think we sent them back. But if you would,
Angie.
Yeah, and just let's repost all of those minutes then. Okay. So, all right. So we don't need to postpone those. We're just going to repost them. So, next one on the list, we have the accounts payable. And that, since I've got the sheet, I'll make the motion. How's that? I move to approve accounts payable checks 323-914 through 323-964, warrants 5390 and 5391, as presented in our pink box.
And I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. There was no general entries or transfers. Linda, bid opening, RFQ for the assessor and collector software. We also have the emergency management. Since Chris is here, let's jump to that one first, if you don't
Perfect.
Mind.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Here are the numbers I read off, if you want that.
Gentlemen, we had a Ford F-550 cab and chassis only. We had to have a pre-bid meeting on this because we had a vehicle that emergency management wanted to trade in on this or have the option of doing so. We only had one responder, Tri-Lakes Ford. It's their intent to work with Buzz Andrews, is that correct, on putting this vehicle together. When the bids came in and we opened them, with the unit price of $61,502 minus the trade-in of $10,000, left the total at $51,502. We were actually over the price of the grant. This is going through a grant. So at that point, we went back through the bid to see what was on there causing it to go over. We were thinking it would come in lower, $45,000 or lower. We did notice that we had included an under-the-hood generator, which was what was in the last vehicle. It was going to be like a almost $13,000 part. So I spoke with Tri-Lakes Ford. He then sent me an amendment So we would like to have this awarded and the amendment awarded as well, which is taking the cost down to $38,532 by removing, eliminating the under-the-hood generator.
Okay. So this, the grant's paying for the whole thing?
That's correct.
Okay. Danny?
I've got a question.
Sure.
When you say eliminating the generator, you're going to have a generator in this new one, right? So you're going to buy a new...
Yeah, it'd be best, Chris. Yeah. And for the record, for those listening, would you state your name and things?
I'm Chris Barron, the emergency manager. The vehicle we have has an under-the-hood generator, and I guess back when we bought it, it was very common to do that. And so when we're replacing the vehicle, we wanted to do that again, because if it's under the hood, runs off the motor, there's no maintenance on there, there's some advantages to having that. Plus, you don't have to have the space to carry your generator. Mm-hmm. However, I found out after going out to bid that they changed the motor, and this is virtually impossible to do. And that's why the high cost, because I think that used to be like $4,500 or something to do this generator. Now it's $12,900, and that's what threw us over budget. And after checking with several people, they're like, you don't want to do this. You don't want to mess with that motor. You don't want to do this because it's just going to cause you trouble in the long run. So what our goal is now, we're going to go ahead and order, we would like to go ahead and order the chassis without the generator, and we're going to eventually purchase, for the remaining money that in that grant, just purchase a portable generator.
So let me understand this, because it looks like it was 61 and the total was 51. Now it's down to 38 and the 12.5 is the generator.
That is correct.
Okay. And the generator that you're going to put in there will make up the addition for the grant.
Well, I don't think we're going to spend all the money in the grant.
Okay. Well, as long as you've got it covered with the grant, and there's no problem. I don't have any problem with it. I just didn't understand the way it was.
All right, so once again, the grant covers the $38,532, and you want us to approve the, how do you want us to approve the amended price?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Motion for approval of the amended price of $38,532.
I'll second the motion. So we have a motion on the floor to approve the Ford truck cab chassis only bid at the $38,532. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, so that's done.
Perfect. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, next we have an RFQ for assessor and collector software. I had three responders on that. The first one is DevNet.
Before you start, why don't you at least let the people who have not heard this, what's going on?
This is software for the assessor and the collector for their and James, you might want to be able to explain this a little bit better. When we send the
it's to help. I mean, it's basically the assessor software to help automate what you guys are doing with the system we've got now, right? With we have a homegrown system that we've had since 91, 92, something like that, and this is a prepackaged system that other counties use. And James and Sheila have been integral in looking at ways to get this modernized, I think. Is that a way to say it, James? You want to say anything else? If you want, you come on up. And so we put it out for an RFQ.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes,
so I know Linda did that. And James, if you want to throw something there, she's ready to open these.
Yeah, that'd be basically, we've been working with a patch system since 1997. And it's new technology and... will create a more stabilized atmosphere between the collector, assessor, and clerk through the extension of taxes, and will be a big benefit to the taxpayers.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, Linda, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
The first responder is DevNet. Second responder is Intrinsicorp.
do they call that product? Is it called IntrinsiCorp?
IntrinsiCorp. It was called Villa GIS.
That's the old Villa GIS.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then the third and final response was from Vanguard Appraisals. Again, gentlemen, these are requests for qualifications, okay. So I will ask that I can put these on a spreadsheet and determine which one would be the best to benefit our county.
Okay.
And come back with you with a recommendation.
Now, just for those listening also, we sat through last year, Danny, is that right? We invited all these plus some other vendors to come in and present their software packages to us just as an informational work session. We did it over multiple days and multiple weeks. Where the collector and the assessor and anybody else who wanted to sit through, I think the clerk sat through and we just listened and saw some demo product, and then after that we made sure we had funding and started the process. So, but all right, well then we'll wait for you to come back to us again. Okay, we are now to another section called the road. Thank you, Linda. Road vacate. It's a portion of unnamed alley and power site. And Pat, go ahead and come to the microphone there. I'm going to try to wing this the best I can. We have everything prepared, I believe. If you want to go ahead and start with the groundwork, and then we'll go through the questions and all that. Go ahead, Pat.
I'm Pat Barnett, president of the Public Water Supply District number 2 of Taney County, which really supplies public water from Lake Taney Como at the bridge all the way down to the bridge here across Bull Shoals. And our office is located in Power Site at the corner of Highway VV and a small street called Chase. And in that block, there is, throughout Power Site, platted alleys. There is a 20-foot alley. You all probably have a copy of an exhibit there.
We've seen it.
Pat, I need to stop for a second because I'm new to this here. I have to open the vacate hearing. So under RSMO 71.270, we will open the hearing to vacate an unnamed alley in Power Site. Now continue on.
Okay.
So I opened the hearing. How to do that right?
There's this 20-foot alley. The water district, and I guess I can do it like this, and everybody, if your eyes are good enough. This is VV Highway, north is up. The water district office is right here. They recently purchased the area just on the other side of the 20-foot alley in order to, the district's growing. We purchased a backhoe, you all know what those cost new, and for it to be setting out for 2 years waiting for us to kind of be able to come along. And then, of course, if in inclement weather, let's say snow or ice, we've got to go out in the middle of the night or at any point, it gives us the ability not to have to scrape ice and such and so. So that's what the need is, and I trust that everything is in order. I did place public notices in 3 places at the post office, which is a requirement of the statute, and also at the Kirbyville store and at the NM Mini Mart. So and all of the property owners on all sides of this have agreed to this. So it's a no-brainer. The alley has never been opened. It's always been considered. I mean, in people's minds, it doesn't know how the plat is. It's just part of the property there. So that's the request.
The a couple things here. Do you have
I don't know if I have to have proof of where you put the public notice.
That should be in there.
All right, so I'm looking for right now, just so. Danny, if you've got questions, go ahead.
No, I have no.
I got to check this. Sure, I want to make sure.
Actually, on this sheet here is where it is. It's on the
on this order. Sheet. Gotcha.
It's on the order.
Perfect.
There is, Jim. Okay. There's been. I've actually reviewed this twice.
I thought we've had this right. conversation before.
And so Pat had some difficulty in making the January 1st date. And last fall, I can't remember if it was some illness or something came up, but he had it scheduled, and these have to be quarterly.
Right.
And so this is the first day of the term and has to be presented. So I'm totally fine with making a motion to approve.
Before you do that, is there anyone here present in opposition to the petition? Seeing none, then we will... And we have the signatures. Sorry, I know we...
That's all right.
We've got our signatures that we'll have to sign here. Problems with respect? Order. Okay. All right. We've read it. I guess I need to read the order, don't I? I have to read the order.
Okay.
Gosh. Now, the fourth day of April 2011, beginning the regular day of the April adjourned term of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, comes the petitioner herein, Public Water District of Taney County, Missouri, number 2, acting in and on behalf of all property owners other than Taney County directly adjoining said unnamed alley. The commission, having read said petition, having heard the evidence and supported thereof, finds the petitioner are the owners of real estate lying on both sides of the fronting above mentioned unnamed alley and requests that such unnamed alley be vacated. So I guess I can't read it until we make the motion. So go ahead.
I make a motion to accept the vacate of the unnamed alley and power site.
I'll second the motion. So the motion to vacate the unnamed alley here?
The description of that alley is there on the papers. So.
All right. And then the rest of the vacate talks about where it was posted, which is all fine. All right, any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of this vacate, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we'll sign this. It's
Thank
done.
You. And let me pass this along also. I may be off a little bit on the date, but the Water District is going to receive monies in order to extend our system. And it's going to be attended by the state director at the DNR mm-hmm. and someone from Senator Blunt's office and from Billy Long's office as well. It's kind of a PR thing. They'll probably put something in the newspaper. So, you know, it's we're moving forward.
Excellent.
And trying to do everything we can.
Excellent. I will close this public hearing on the vacate now since the motion is done. All right, we've got that. And then there was only one more piece of this. You're done here. We'll, if you wait just after, we're going to take a recess so we can get your documents to you.
Okay.
All right.
You're acting as presiding with him, but does Mr. Houseman have to sign it?
We'll have to stamp it.
Okay.
Stamp it or sign, we'll have to.
I don't need that document right now.
Okay, then we'll have it signed tomorrow.
That'd
then.
Be fine. Yeah, Nikki, you just give me a call on that.
Okay. Okay. The only other piece of business that we're going to do right now before we hit into, then we'll take a recess to get into a few other items, is we on Friday accepted the resignation of Bob Paulson. So we wanted to let everyone know that. Bob is not sure what he's doing, I'm sure, but he's available. He's going to be around, so feel free to call him and see what he's doing. But it was... something that Bob wanted to do, and so we accepted the resignation. So we didn't want to. You know, I have a feeling that it probably would have been in the paper anyway, because we were in executive session Friday, deliberating that, and we know those minutes came available today, the 72-hour mark. So, as a commission, and what the plan is, we are going to be
outsourcing to other attorneys that we have. We have multiple attorneys that we've used on periodic basis. And then also we will be in the near future interviewing. You want to say anything else, Danny?
Well, there's a transition period here that he'll be involved with the other attorneys to take care of the backlog of county business that needs to be taken care of.
Great. We just wanted to make that available to make that known to everyone. And with that, we're going to take a recess till 9:30, and where we will start with the personal property abatement and the Shadow Rock Trail Phase 1 and 3. So anyway, we'll recess till 9:30.
Jim, is the stuff available? I mean, the abatement. I asked about that.
We're going to find it right now.
Okay.
Okay. It's in here. No, I got it right here. So recess, you can kill that.